This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, Star Security Officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour, here she is, Ms. Rosemary. Good morning, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, I have to apologize to everyone. I'm going to do a shout-out tomorrow night. I had an emergency call I usually don't take before the show on my private line. And, oh, my goodness, I shouldn't have done it. But sometimes that's what I do. Okay, first of all, I want to thank, I think our president, I just want to, he did the right thing. You know, I mean, what he did was very difficult walking into sometimes around enemies, you know. But anyway, he did the right thing. And what we need to do, everybody, we need to get together and pray for wisdom. I'm going to say this because we are at such a critical time. I mean, I can't even spin my head around here. I tried to watch as much as I could about what all went on yesterday, last evening, because I was just crazy busy yesterday. So I just want to say this. We need to stand with our president. Realize he has to make certain rules. I don't even want to get into it. But we do need to do this. We need to always pray for wisdom. Wisdom for our leadership. Because if ever our president, especially our president and vice president and leaders, needs wisdom, it's right now. Right now. So instead of arguing, fighting about we don't like that they have to pass this rule, which, by the way, has been going on for quite a while in Florida. I happen to know that.
Sure.
Absolutely.
New York State, too.
I'll tell you all about
two personal circumstances I know about.
To the best of people. But that, sometimes you've got to weed out. And so we so let's do this. Let's just calm down, stand together, realize, because I've known about this quite a while. I didn't know what to call it, but I knew it was going on.
Yep, they're red flag warnings.
Yeah, right. And so we need to just ask for wisdom for our leadership, that they know how to balance it. And let me say a special hello to Maria tonight, because she's usually not in the States. Hi, Maria, sweetie. I heard all about your pictures and all. She is so funny. She has been on the show longer than me. In fact, I think she's the longest run on the show.
She went to the Grand Canyon and took a picture with an Indian that was there, all dressed up in their garb from the Indian village.
Maria Captain told me about that a while ago. Mm-hmm. I said, I have to say hi to Maria. So if you're in line, I love you, darling. We love you, and I wish I could say hi to you while you're in the States, but anyway, we're happy to have you here. We just wish you.
Well, she could call us on the toll-free line. She may be listening right now, but she could give us a call on the toll-free
Maria,
line.
Oh, Maria, will you please, Maria? I know he'll give you that number, so please call in if you can.
I do it at every break.
Yes, he does, so please call in. Oh, how much I would love to hear from you, and I know everybody would. I'm not alone in that. And tomorrow night will be the special blessing. I'll be prepared for it. I had an emergency. Things happen, but I just want to also thank our president for making that choice rather than having a rally. You know, he paid a little price for that, trying to bring unity, for goodness sake, to the communities. Okay, now, we need much, I'm just hearing in my mind, wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Please, 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 people, pray with me. I'm actually weeping here. We need wisdom. And remember my message of last night. What if we become like Nineveh? Everybody needs to pray. We need prayer as never before, because we're so divided. Okay, remember a long time ago, Chris Tomlin wrote a song called whom shall I fear? And it's about God and the angel armies, because we are going to need God, and we're going to need not just an angel, but the angel armies. So let me put these words into your mind tonight to be positive. We've got to stay positive. Look, there's nothing the enemy would like to do more than separate us.
Divide and conquer.
There you go, Captain. Thank you. So let me just read these words to be positive. I love them. It's been quite a while since I pulled this out, and these are the words. You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You, God, are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, who shall I fear? My strength is in your name, God. You alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. Because I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies, is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. For greater is he, listen to this, people, for greater is he that is within us than he who's in the world. Don't ever forget that. Greater. And nothing formed against us shall stand. Nothing. That's biblical. Nothing formed against us shall stand. God, you hold the whole world in your hand. I'm holding on to your promises, God, for you are faithful. And I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. When you hear the song, it's a lot better than my words. So you hear these songs, they're much better. Chris Tomlin probably is one of my, he puts out the best songs anyways, beautiful songs. But we cannot fear, because that's what they want. Divide, conquer, put fear in there, terrorize. Stop it. Don't let it happen. And don't separate us. There are going to be some things you're not going to agree with. Pray about them. Put them in God. Sometimes they have to do things. I'm not going to say about this. I didn't know what to call it, but I've known this has been going on in Florida. And yes, it's going to cause some struggles within you. But sometimes you gotta do certain things when things get this bad. And yes, I do know that Florida certainly has been doing it. But I will say this. Remember that when you're with God, he will always bring out what's right, no matter what situation you're on. So we cannot fear. Again, remember my message of last night. We need to all of us repent and pray every day. God bless you tomorrow. Be sure to be online. Everybody, all of you, he told me who's online tonight. You're going to be blessed tomorrow. So remember, special blessing tomorrow, and I pray before those. So get online. God bless you all. Until then, stay positive, and thank you, Captain.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, to prayer intercessor, and we're fixing to go to break. And when we come back from break, telephone lines will be open again, because Kathy is going to give you the number. And Maria, if you're listening, you can feel free to call, because here comes the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
All right. Thank you, Miss Pretty Announcer Lady. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you again by my friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot from Seattle. That's where their company's located. And they're listening to us right now up there on AM 920 and AM 1400, Mega Talk Radio, KITZ. Hello, Seattle. Hello, Bremerton. Hello, Spokane. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, you can do what I did. I got rid of the Mobic and the Flexeril I was taking, which were the drugs that the doctor was giving me, which I had to take because of my problems that I had due to my injuries that I'd suffered, not only from the military, but also in the fire service, all the different injuries that I'd had, the bones I'd broken, et cetera, et cetera. Don't need to go there. Most of you know what's happened, and I'm not going to tell you again. But I have arthritis, and arthritis is very painful. I also have back pain because of the fact my back was spine was fused after I broke it for the second time, and a lot of other things. So I was looking for a way to get off the prescription medicine, and I did. I heard about Relief Factor. My buddy Mike Gallagher, who, by the way, finally got his cannolis yesterday. So, way to go, Mike. Alrighty. They were froze, so after 2 weeks, that was the way it was. But anyway, After finding out about Relief Factor and hearing Mike talk about it, I said, man, I gotta do that. This, something's gotta be better. And I did. And guess what? The pain went away. Now, I started out, and this is what you'll do if you start the 3-week quick start for $19.95. I started out taking 3 a day, which is what they suggest, and then you cut it down after about a week or 10 days to 2, and then you see what 2 does for you, and if you can get down to 1, then you go down to 1. But if you can't do that, then you stay at the 2 a day. So,
It worked for me. Short story. And it's worked for a lot of other people that are listening to me right now. And I'm hearing reports email-wise from the people that are telling me thank you very much. And I appreciate that. And I've had a couple people say, well, it really didn't do anything. Well, that's fine, because all you got to do is try it for 3 weeks. And if it works, you'll know at the end of the third week. If it doesn't, and you just let them know that you don't want to go on the regular subscription program, and boom, that's it. You're done. No harm, no foul. So the website to do all of this off from is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's also a big link on my website to captainsamericathirdwatch.com for Relief Factor. It'll take you to the same place. But try the 1995 3-week quick start. After all you got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Now, the president was asked about his rhetoric and how it might have divided some people. And this is what he had to say to the reporters that were trying to get him to say something silly or whatever. But this was the perfect answer to all the different rhetoric that's been going on.
I am concerned about the rise of any group of hate. I don't like it. Any group of hate, whether it's white supremacy, whether it's any other kind of supremacy, whether it's Antifa, whether it's any group of hate, I am very concerned about it, and I'll do something about it. No, I don't think my rhetoric has it all. I think my rhetoric is it brings people together. Our country is doing incredibly well. China is not doing well. If you look at the trade situation, China just admitted yesterday that they've been a currency manipulator. First time they've ever been called out. Companies are moving out of China by the thousands, and our country is doing very well. We're going to see how it all works out. Somebody had to do this with China because they were taking hundreds of billions of dollars a year out of the United States, and somebody had to make a stand. So I think our country is doing really well.
Now, I want you to listen to Chris Cuomo, because Chris Cuomo yesterday, without even knowing what was going to happen, turned around and said some really defaming comments about the president on his way to El Paso. This is Chris Cuomo.
If the president comes here tomorrow and he acts like a president, yeah, People are going to be surprised. It'll be a good thing.
I agree. Listen, you need to smile sometimes, but I can't even imagine what the folks there are going through. As many times as we cover it, it's still every experience is unique. Every human being deserves dignity. Everyone who died, who dies or was injured, their lives were cut short, or they were injured and they weren't supposed to be. And so we have to do something about it, and that's why I am ecstatic that we're doing this town hall and that you're hosting it. And I hope it does make a difference. I'm usually the pessimist among the two of us, right? I used to be an optimist. Lately, I'm sort of a pessimist. You're the one who's an optimist. And you said that maybe this time you hope this time will be different. Maybe it will. I get the feeling that it could be different. At least I hope that it will be. So I can't wait to see what you do with that town hall tomorrow.
Now, that was Don Lemon. Don Lemon, in my humble opinion, doesn't deserve to be on the television because he constantly lies, misrepresents. He constantly is defaming people. And that's not what you want to see in a television or radio host. So Chris Cuomo is well established for his thoughts and ideas. But the president got accolades for not only Dayton, but also for El Paso. And the accolades came from the victims, the people that he saw. Didn't come from the politicians. Well, it did with a couple of exceptions. But the politicians, right away after he left Dayton, they were the Democrats were, well, we didn't have to come here and all that stuff. But the people that he saw, the glitter in their faces, the happiness he brought, the genuine concern. Melania talking to the victims and taking pictures with them. And I mean, it was just, it was great. It was absolutely great. And again, what's not to understand here? When you have a situation where you've had two tragedies in two different cities, you would expect nothing short of the president to go there and to show genuine concern, to pass along the respects and the prayers and the thoughts of the United States of America to the people that are involved. That's what they do. And he did a remarkable job. Again. And even some of his worst critics had to agree that it was great. He's not a foolish person. He's a human being just like you girls and guys are. And he does a very good job of empathizing with people. I saw it in New York City. And again, people just, I just don't understand it. What it would be, I just don't understand it. Well, get with the program, because guess what? You're going to see more of it. And for these people that keep talking about white nationalism and white supremacy and this, that, and the other, they're the ones that you need to look at. All the stuff they're throwing out there, they're the worst offenders, what they're accusing the president of doing. Now, AOC, not to be outdone, MSNBC had a little thing about her.
And one more new poll for you, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, okay. Now, she's the one, right, that Donald Trump has been hammering nonstop, right?
Yes. I mean, he's hammering Beto right now, and I'm sure it'll have the same impact.
Beto's numbers will go up, but yeah. AOC has been hammered by Donald Trump and radicals, socialists,
all
that.
Well, she's now more popular after sustaining those attacks from Donald Trump.
Really?
According to the Siena College poll, New York voters give AOC with her highest favorability rating yet, 41%, climbing 10 points since March.
Now, Siena College is very liberal in New York, and I'm sure that the only people that they interviewed were very loyal Democrats. Now, you want to know whose poll numbers are falling? Ilhan Omar. She's down to the lowest levels so far. Beto, by the way, is dropping like a rock, too. She said, I'm sure Beto will be the same way. No, not. Beto is the one that's making a fool out of himself with the comments he's been making. And the people are aware of it. We need to stop the nonsense. All right, I'll be right back with our first Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited the cities affected by mass shootings that left 31 people dead in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas last weekend. They visited the University Medical Center in El Paso to meet with the victims of the shooting.
We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be.
The president then went to a 911 center in El Paso, where he met with the chief of police. In Iowa, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is fueling a literal carnage in America with his incendiary rhetoric and racist attacks. He used the speech to charge the president with being, in some ways, responsible for not only the recent shootings, but also the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre and the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo from the National Aviation Academy will be in studio. Hour number four, get your questions ready for him. I've already got a couple here, so you'll be able to ask him anything you want about the National Aviation Academy. Meantime, here's a little something right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you to check check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, the reason why is because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I'm going to repeat that last part. A high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will start off at least $50,000 a year, maybe even $60,000 a year, but you can very easily, depending on your work habits, and if you want to work and do some extra work, have yourself up $70,000, $80,000, or more a year. You can even have a six-figure salary. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and ask to take the tour. Now, the number again, 800-659-2080, the website naa.edu, and ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door up wide open for you. Now, Israel has announced that they're going to join the U.S.-led Hormuz mission to help counter Iran. What exactly they're going to do, we don't know yet, but Israel is involved in the U.S.-led naval mission in the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman. Now, it could be aircraft, it could be vessels, because they do have ships, it could be drones, it could be anything. It could be intelligence, on-the-ground boots, on-the-ground intelligence, whatever it takes. But anyway, Israel, and I'm very happy to be able to report that because they are probably our best friends in the world and no better place for them to be than helping us right there. Now, the new Pentagon chief, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, wants the Pacific-based missiles there to counter the Chinese threat. And is the capital... is the Congress on board? Well, we don't know yet. But a day after the U.S. formally pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wants to deploy a conventional ground-based missile that could travel within the agreement's prohibited range sooner rather than later, when you talk about China and everything going on over there in the with the military bases that they built, the islands and all that. Now, it's another day of bold moves by the United States Navy and the Chief of Naval Operations as they seek to revamp the Sea Service's criminal justice system. Officials dismissed a war crimes case dogging four SEALs and transferred a prosecutor plagued by misconduct allegations. This is something that they're not done with yet. You may hear about some charges coming against some of the ones that were doing the charging, i.e. JAG officers and possibly even a military judge, a one-star admiral. We'll see. We'll see. Now, the United States and the Taliban have reportedly resolved their differences in the peace talks over the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan, and that guarantees that the insurgents say that they'll cut ties with other extremist groups like, oh gosh, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. So it would be Taliban on their own? We'll see. This is what a Taliban official said. We'll see what happens. Now, ISIS has been rebuilding as the U.S. troops withdrew out of Syria. Some of them have gone to Iraq. Some of them have gone to Syria. There's at least 1,000, maybe 1,500 fighters right now that have come together. More are coming into the area, we're being told, because more foreign fighters, once again, are coming to join with the ISIS forces. We'll see what the big thing is. But ISIS has been rebuilding as U.S. troops have been withdrawing down from Syria. And we knew and we said, and Denise and I have talked about this, that this was not a surprise. This was something that was going to happen. After the long, successful campaign to take back territory from ISIS, a lot of them just buried their weapons in the sand, so to speak, and guess what? They live to fight another day, and that's what we're seeing right now. Also, a veteran died by suicide in the visitor parking lot of the Charles George VA Medical Center in North Carolina this weekend. Another tragedy. The latest of an upsetting string of veterans' deaths just a short distance away from possible help. I mean, if this guy could have gotten inside into the VA hospital, I'm sure they could have helped him somehow, some way. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. And you know, in some remote Afghan corner right now, Afghan troops are being besieged by the Taliban, have been for more than a week in a remote district of central Afghanistan along the Syrian border, and they're desperate for reinforcements to come and help. Now, they don't just have a problem with ISIS there right now, but they also have a problem with the Taliban. They also have a problem with Al-Qaeda. And apparently all those forces have come together because they want to take control of that particular area where the government troops are bogged down and surrounded and can't get out. So we'll wait and see what happens because this is going to be another mess. By the way, in Libya, a drone killed at least 42 people in southwestern Libya. A strike carried out by forces of the rebel leader, General Khalifa Haftar, according to officials. And the United States military sailed one of our aircraft carrier battle groups straight through the South China Sea in a show of force against Chinese aggression the other day. China didn't particularly care for that, and they let us know. By the way, tensions between Washington and Ankara, Turkey, spiked as Turkey began amassing large numbers of troops and military equipment on the border with Syria, right there in northeast Syria, in preparation for an attack against the U.S.-backed Syrian Kurds who helped defeat the Islamic State. Well, now the Syrian Kurds are considered to be, by Turkey, the enemy of Turkey, and they plan on going in there to wipe them out. Now, keep in mind, we have some of our military forces right there with them, and there's supposed to be a buffer zone that was created. We'll see how that all works out with Turkey moving in with their military, with their tanks and their artillery and everything else. By the way, the Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said that the United States will not overreact to the recent North Korean missile launches in an effort to preserve the denuclearization talks, which may or may not be going on, may or may not. We'll see. And Yemen, diplomatic efforts to broker a ceasefire in Yemen between Saudi Arabia and Iran-line forces have faltered, setting back the United Nations' attempts to prevent the four-year-old war from fueling broader regional conflict with Tehran. Right now, it's generally assumed that Saudi Arabia and Iran could get into it at any moment. That would be interesting. Saudi Arabia, I don't think, has the stomach for it, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and going to take a look at the highways and byways again here, see what's going on. So don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be
Randy, that's Aaron Tippin with the remake of the Will and Sonny song, Moving On, first done by Merle Haggard a number of years ago. And he's doing to it with this hour's Truckin' Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in there. Grab yourself a free cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. And a howdy howdy to all the people that are listening to us right now at our favorite Pilots and Flying J Truck Stops, where you got the radio turned down to our program. Now, severe thunderstorms possible over the Ohio Valley and Northeast. Potential flash flooding in the plains is the rule of the day today. Strong to severe thunderstorms will once again be possible over the Ohio Valley and Northeast through the rest of today into tomorrow morning, Friday. We'll be looking at the possibility of some thunderstorms along Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. Also, Long Island could see some weather tonight. And in parts of North Carolina and Virginia, as well as Maine right now, there are some scattered showers right now. But the severe weather that we're looking at right now, severe thunderstorms and the possibility of flood watches and flash flood warnings going on here, are right now in Kansas and Missouri. Now, if you're coming out of Oklahoma, once you get to about Joplin, you're going to run into rain, heavy rain, all the way over towards Fort Leonard Wood. And if you're going north up towards Kansas City, you're going to find it in Branson. You're going to find it in Springfield. You're going to find it on up to just about Kansas City right now. And we've got flash flood watches and warnings in the southeastern part of Kansas right now. We've got some severe thunderstorm activity coming across the central part of Kansas, moving to the east, as well as the northwestern part of Kansas right now along I-70. From over towards Oakley, you've got some severe thunderstorms coming across right now with some pretty heavy showers in it. So be advised of that. Now, up in South Dakota, got some scattered rain there, got some scattered rain in Nebraska off to the east, got some scattered showers in southern Minnesota, and even got some rain tonight along the northeastern part right now of Michigan, north of Detroit. And as I said, up in the northeast of Maine, you're getting some rain right now, and the lee shore of Lake Ontario, as well as Lake Erie, southeastern part of Lake Erie, from Ripley, New York, over towards to about Fredonia. Now, you've got poor weather, poor air quality conditions in the western part of Tennessee. Memphis, you're in that picture tonight, as well as the central part of North Carolina, which would be over towards the Piedmont area, Winston-Salem, on down towards the South Carolina border. And we've got a high index advisory warning today for not only the southeastern part of Oklahoma, but half of Arkansas, the western half of Mississippi, the northern half of Louisiana, and about half of Texas, all the way over towards Midland, Texas right now. Temperatures will be at or near 100 degrees all through there. Heat indexes might be a lot warmer than that. You've got a red flag warning out in Nevada, western part of Nevada, central part of Nevada, the mountains of western Nevada, too. And California, coming out of Nevada, coming out of Reno, down over Donner, down towards Auburn and Sacramento, central part of Oregon, the southern part of Idaho tonight, and the extreme western part of Wyoming. And then you've got high heat warnings again for the area up in Washington State, the Fruit Valley, Wenatchee, Yakima, over to Spokane and over to Moss Lake. So be advised. Now, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, the closest to you. And let's not forget, that it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They got a lot of great amenities there. The food is really good, amongst other things. And don't forget that when you're taking a look at all the things they have to offer, that the price of fuel is very important. Now, you can get a Flying J card, save money on your diesel or your gasoline if you buy enough of it by getting a Flying J card. Same thing goes for Pilot, and they do have fleet discounts too as well. So keep all of that in mind as you move along. Now, you know, the thing of it is we know that, hello, Trucker Ed, nice to hear from you tonight. And you are right about Rick Scott. See, that's what I was talking about. People aren't paying attention to the red flag laws and where they are and how they got started. And we know about them here in Florida. We know about them in upstate New York, too. They've had them for years. And nobody ever said a word till right now. Now it's like, oh, my God, that's horrible. That's terrible. Well, no, they've been around. They've been around. What can I tell you don't already know? And, oh, by the way, don't forget that if you stop by a Pilot or a Flying J, I know our friends up in Georgia are doing it there, and our buddies there in Valdosta and along Lake Park along the Florida state line. If you give a stop and tell them the captain sent you, you're going to wind up getting yourself a nice hot free cup of coffee. And this time of the night, that can go a long ways for you. Now, don't forget, Pilots and Flying J's could have an Arby's in them. And hello, Flip, how you doing? By the way, Flip is now in transportation management. He's got a title, transportation management. So there you go. So how about that? And by the way, let's not forget also that when you talk about Flip, you talk about the truckers that are out there, all the guys and gals that are laying it down on the road. Oh, and hello, Charlie. Charlie, our FedEx driver, just signed in. We appreciate you very much there, Charlie, and look forward to talking to you again in the not-too-distant future. But anyway, we got all this stuff going on tonight. And coming up here after the top of the hour, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, should be with us. And we will be talking about a lot of different things that have transpired in the last day or so, especially the fact that we've got Israel doing what they're doing. They're going to help us in the Straits of Hormuz. All righty, and I believe this is Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right?
Yes, sir.
30 seconds. What happened in L.A.? Knife attack.
Four dead, two wounded, all Hispanic, including the suspect, who has been apprehended, 33 years old. And being questioned now, obviously, but it was between stabbings and robbery. He also had a weapon. Yeah, because he apparently hit a security guard and then cut the knife cut the weapon from him and stole his weapon. Was driving a silver Mercedes, went from an insurance company to a Chevron station to a check cashing business. And this was all, interestingly enough, caught by an alarm company that was watching, was doing live feeds on their alarm system, and they were the ones that called the police.
Okay, well, here comes the music. That means we got to go to the top of the hour break. We'll be back with Denise Simon right afterwards with the news, and they'll tell you all about some stuff that's going on, and then Denise and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. And by the way, U.S. immigration officials yesterday, a big, big raid in Mississippi. We're going to talk about that. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care.
Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.